Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We're now joined for our regular COVID report by Dr. Daniel Israel, General Practitioner at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates at the Blueberg Medical Center in Burnham, Johannesburg. Good afternoon, Doc. How are you doing today?
Doing well, thanks. Chad, and you?
Good. Doc, interesting topic we have today. The first part of it, I understand, the new mortality statistics. The second part, I've seen so much mention of in the media, but I don't quite understand what it means, and that's decoupling. So perhaps you can help us all make sense of what decoupling refers to, but let's start off with the new mortality statistics.
Okay, so Chad, it's interesting to see that since we're now starting to see, if you look at the overall numbers of people who have passed away in this pandemic, who passed or how many passed away in which waves. And there's some data out showing that 50% of all COVID deaths to date were from the Delta wave, which we knew was much worse. But what's interesting is that only 5% are from the Omicron wave. Now, that really sounds fantastic. So, you know, it's like a tenth of what it was from Delta. But it is important, as we've said even this week, to realize that with such a contagious virus and spread over so many thousands of people, you know, if you're still getting deaths and it's still over 5% of the deaths are from Omicron, that, you know, one still has to be careful. What was also interesting to see is that, look, it depends on which way you look at the data, but there's a very low percentage of people in South Africa who have had two full vaccines across the population. Prof. Mardy from WITS actually is, he claims it's 15 to 20%, so much lower than what we think. But yet, he actually spoke about how 73% of, there may be up to 73% population immunity. And I mean, that sounded wonderful because we've spoken so much over the last 2 years about reaching herd immunity. And the question is, are we getting there? With the understanding that obviously there's still some reinfection. So, you know, obviously the goals have changed a bit. But now, I mean, so those are the stats. So the stats show huge improvements in terms of deaths, but still cautiousness.
All right, great. And that seems good news in a way, but the cautiousness is what's paramount here. We have to keep on emphasizing that. Now, help me make sense. What do we mean by the term decoupling?
So there's always been a direct correlation in the past 2 years of COVID cases to deaths. So we know that if there was a, or even complications, so if there was, you know, of 100 people who got COVID, maybe 10 would land up with in a pneumonic phase and pneumonia in hospital in the earlier waves. And of those, of the overall 100, maybe 1 to 2 would, unfortunately wouldn't make it. What we see with this term decoupling is that no longer are deaths and it's a fancy term to say that no longer are deaths and cases directly correlated. And we're finding that as the cases are going up, the deaths are going down. So now we know that we're over the peak and, you know, the cases are going down at the moment, but the cumulative cases are quite high and continue to be high. And if you look at the cumulative number of people getting COVID, they're certainly going up and up. I mean, you get patients every day who say, I tried to avoid this for 2 years and somehow I still got it. But what's really great is that we're seeing now a decoupling of the mortality versus getting the virus. And when that happens in a virus, that really becomes more endemic. So, you know, Chad, I like to have a positivity on these reports. And I think it's important that we actually look at the fact that we might be getting to a stage where we can live with COVID more and more. And this decoupling concept is showing us that. But as you rightly said, we need to make sure that we don't jump the gun. We don't say it's totally decoupled and, you know, we don't have to worry about it because unfortunately there is still some mortality and morbidity. But certainly for now, these are really great indicators.
It's fascinating. I love the way terms have come to take on a new meaning. And for us, decoupling, you know, we refer to it literally as the decoupling of carriages on trains. And we were trying to figure out how this fitted in with the pandemic. And obviously there's been a chain connecting all the different variants. And now it seems as if it's coming apart in respect of the mortality. And this is good news.
That could well be the source of the term. But it is great news. Yeah, absolutely. So let's keep watching these stats and try and hopefully it'll get better and better.
I'm hoping so. I look forward to us chatting again next week. You have a great weekend.
You too, Chad.
Dr. Daniel Israel, as always, giving us a practical perspective into what's happening with COVID-19. Dr. Daniel Israel is a general practitioner at Dr. Daniel Israel & Associates, based at the Blueberg Medical Center in Burnham, Johannesburg.